Jerry Bader Show 1022. Don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I have a very specific thought. I want to see what people think. We played an interview, Heather Cox, sideline reporter. She was interviewing Florida State's quarterback, Jameis Winston, right? Is his name. And she asked tough questions about a sexual assault investigation that he was the target of. He was okay with most of them. And it went okay until she asked, well, why didn't you speak up during the investigation? And he just walks away. She's being told to apologize. She ambushed him. I just want to see what you think before I weigh in. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Barry on the road. Barry, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I think it was a bold move, and I gave her all the credit in the world, and here's why. There was all kinds of speculation in the sporting world when this came up. Would he be a Heisman candidate if these charges were brought forward?
Yep.
It was okay to talk about that, but now that the investigation is over and everybody wants to know his thoughts and how he feels, now suddenly it's not okay? I think it was a bold move, and I loved it.
What about the argument that an athlete shouldn't be expected to be asked those kind of questions? He should be asked about the football game he just played in.
Well, like you were talking, the interviews are all the same thing. I mean, I think it's something different. I don't want to hear everybody give the same speech. Well, we did this, and we had to do this. It's what everybody wanted to know. Athlete, whether they're college or professional, whether they like it or not, their life is in the public limelight 24/7.
So,
and they should be, they're obviously held to higher standards than Joe Blow citizens. So let's hear your thoughts. That's my opinion. I thought it was great.
Thanks a lot for the call. She turned it into a news interview. And apparently you're not supposed to do that. I'm not commenting here. Just saying apparently you're supposed to ask him, well, how do you feel? And all this empty stuff. Let me ask you this. What was her purpose of asking that question? Just think about that. Just think about that. To Terry and Stephen's point, Terry, go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I agree totally that she should have, you know, she's got a right to ask whatever questions she wants. She's not bound by any dictatorial type line of questioning. And if they do, then they should just have a prepared statement. They shouldn't be standing there for questions. Then the other thing I had, too, just listening to his comments and stuff, Florida State might not be too bad off to spend a couple dollars and give him a couple lessons in proper English and how to talk.
Terry, thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We can take a few more calls on this, but I don't have a lot of time. I will tell you what I think. I asked rhetorically a few seconds ago, what was her purpose in asking about the investigation? There is something that I teach here when it comes to conducting interviews. I try to do it myself. I'm not saying I always succeed. I try to do it myself. And the people that I coach in this industry, I tell them the same thing. When you conduct an interview on television or radio, that interview should be for the benefit of the audience, not for the benefit of the interview subject. And if the NCAA feels that those are for the benefit of the interview subject and not the audience, then they should be discontinued. Same thing for the NFL. I see no viewer benefit in the NFL interviews at all. What viewer benefit, and I preach this, and Jason knows this, listener benefit. I don't put people on the air for self-promotion with very, very few. Even when we had Scott Walker on, I asked him tough questions. He was on pumping his book. She was thinking of the viewer benefit. These were questions he hadn't answered previously. The last one, well, why didn't you talk through an investigation? No one ever should. No one under criminal investigation should ever talk to the media. Any lawyer will tell you that. Otherwise, I thought it was fine. I thought she asked some really good questions, and I thought he gave some okay answers. I don't think she needs to apologize to anyone. Dan on the road. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Jerry, and the last caller that emphasized she asked the right questions at the right time. Now, a little bit further into this, I couldn't hear the interview real well, but I didn't hear this individual defend what happened or proclaim his innocence in it. And usually that's something that happens, right? I'm glad that justice was done. I'm glad that they found the truth. I didn't hear any of that in the interview, so that may be another issue. But the issue of that reporter, she done what she was supposed to do, done her job. Kudos to her. Everything was in line with that form of questioning. Those guys are in the limelight, in the spotlight. They know this. They should expect this, and they're supposed to be an example to everyone. That's part of their life.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. And actually, he did seem kind of prepared for it. He didn't seem taken aback at first, did he? And further, that's a great point, that he didn't take the opportunity to say, well, I'm just glad that this is over. These allegations are baseless. He didn't do that. That's interesting. Bill in Appleton. Bill, go ahead.
Hi. This kind of reminds me in a sort of kind of way of the time the reporter asked Pete Rose at the All-Star game about his, you know, infractions on during his baseball career. And the public outrage at that time seems very similar to what it is now with this Winston guy. Can athletes are they not tough? Can they not handle, you know, the spotlight? Can they not handle a tough question?
Well, that's a great point. And this notion they live in this bubble and they're never supposed to be asked a tough question, that they're put on this ridiculous pedestal. Nick, and Stephen's point, you get the last word. Go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking the call. Yep. I just wanted to say that while I think there are a lot of really good points about he is a role model, or he's held to a higher standard, things like that. The main thing that I had a problem with is that the questions seem to be loaded and accusing him of not cooperating, and in that regard, sort of accusing him of doing it all over again.
Maybe that last question. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that or not. I think you could get into how questions are asked anytime. I think the subject was perfectly suitable. I want to address one email on this because they turn it around and try to make it about me. We'll do that in 5 minutes and we'll get on to global warming and Obamacare. 10:30.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.